time for Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
The show that dares to ask the big questions that concern you. Questions like,
what's going on in the schools?
What's this I hear about volunteering at the hospital?
Hey, anything fun happening this weekend?
If you care about it, we talk about it on the Once a Week Tell Me What's Going On Around Here radio program, Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
Everybody, I'm Nikki, and you're listening to Radio Disney's Backyard Show. Today we have a very special guest. He's the owner of Defensive Edge Martial Arts School, Rick Alford. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Very good. Oh, can you tell us about your Brave the Bully program and how you got involved in helping kids with this issue?
Oh, sure. That's a program I'm so proud of. I actually started it back, I think it was in 1999, when I first opened. So I did a lot of research on this and tried to develop a program that actually really does work. And it was so important to me because one of the things I noticed was the parents that were coming in, it was usually the kids that were such nice kids. They were the ones that were getting picked on. And I've been sharing it with a lot of other schools and you know, schools around the country. And it's been very, very well received. I teach it in all the local schools here in Wakefield. I've been in Linfield and Stoneham, all around. So very proud of that program.
Can you just take us through, for our kid listeners out there, what are some responses that they can have to a bully or ways that they can help themselves in a situation?
Okay, well, I use an acronym, ACT, A-C-T. So we teach a child how to act. Best way, the A, that stands for avoidance. The C, that stands for communication, and the T is for the tactics or the training. So the T is always a last resort. That's the physical stuff. So best way to avoid a bully is not to look like an easy target. So it's okay to be shy. It's okay to be nervous. It's all part of life, but and it's there on purpose, right? I mean, we evolved as human beings with fear to keep us from doing things that would hurt us. And sometimes those things misfire, and we have fear when we don't need it, and shyness when we don't need it. So one of the things I tell kids is mind controls the body, and the body controls the mind. So what I'll have them do is I'll say, you know, when you're sad, what does your face look like? And they show me a sad face. And then I say, you know, when you're happy, you know, what does your face look like? So so that's the mind controlling the body. You don't have to think about putting a frown on. You don't have to think about putting a smile on. It just does it. It also, through research, they say it works in reverse, too. So if you're feeling a little shy, a little nervous, what we have them do is change their body language. We have them sit up straight, pull their shoulders back, raise their head up, put a big smile on. And if you do that for even 5 minutes, you start to feel that way. You start to feel more confident, happier. So we have them practice that and realize that, you know, be aware of their own feelings. And not to look like an easy target. So that's the first one. Second one, they got to realize they're not the only ones. And always there's a grown-up that they should be able to talk to, a parent, a teacher, a coach, an instructor. You know, a lot of times they get internalized and they get embarrassed over this and that sort of thing. They don't realize we've all been through it at one time. And one of the things I'll tell them is, you know, if we're in the fourth grade, I'll say, are you guys smarter today than you were in the second grade? And, of course, they all say yes. And I say, well, did all of your parents graduate fourth grade? And they say, yes. I say, well, remember, we've been there too, so we can help you. Never feel bad about going to a grown-up. Communication part, the way you hold your body is more important than the words you say. But if they can't avoid a bully and they come face-to-face with a bully, what I have them do is, it's a great, neat trick. We have them question the bully. So we have three responses. We have a passive, aggressive, and assertive response. So the passive response, I call the kitten response. The aggressive response, I call the alley cat response. And the assertive response, we call the brave lion response. So the passive response, that's when, you know, when the bully has the power. So they're more powerful. So I'll have them pick on me. And, you know, they'll usually, I have a shaved head. So, oh, you're bald. And I'll say, stop it, leave me alone, that sort of thing. and I'll act like the kitten, like the passive.
Okay.
And they know right away. I say, what kind of response is that? And they all understand right away. Oh, that's a kitten response. I say, well, what can happen? And they say, well, when you do that, they'll pick on you again, and they'll pick on you more. So they really get that. They understand that, which I really love. I think that's why this program's so good, is it's easy for them to learn. So then it's, all right, well, let me see. That didn't work, so let's try something else. So when they pick on me again, I use the same bully typically, you know, so they'll call me bald or whatever. And I'll say, oh, yeah, look at you. You're tiny. And I'll pick on them back. And I'll say, well, what kind of response is that? And they all get it. And they say, well, that's the alley cat response. That's my aggressive response.
Okay.
And I'll say, well, does that work? That's really not an appropriate response. Let me try one more thing. So I'll have them pick on me again. I say, oh, you're bald. And I look them right in the eye. I say, well, why would you say that to me? And almost 100% of the time, their jaw drops. They don't know what to say. Their mouth comes open, and they stare at me. They start looking left and right, trying to come up with words. And then I stop them, and I say, that's what we're looking for. So
Wow. By
questioning the bully, what we do is, we put the onus on them to sort of explain their behavior. Because if they're picking on you, really, what are they trying to do? They're trying to hurt you with their words. So when you question them, they're not expecting that response. They're ill-prepared, and it works like a charm. You know, nothing's foolproof, but that, in my experience, is one of the best responses. We have another one I use. We call it, you know, it sounds funny, but we agree with the teaser. So, you know, if someone's picking on you for wearing glasses, for example, yeah, if my eyesight's poor, that's okay. You know, so what you're doing is you're taking the wind out of it.
Oh,
I had one student use two of my elements. One of them is to use humor and agree. So I looked at him. I said, oh, that's a sissy shirt you're wearing. And he said, oh, thank you for noticing. Today's sissy shirt day. And he was, you know, pulling out his shirt to show me. I said, that's brilliant, you know. So when you do that kind of thing, you're not really giving the bully that satisfaction of hurting you, and you're not letting them control who you are. So no one's going to harm you by calling you names. And, you know, him calling you dumb doesn't make you dumb. In fact, you're smart, so it doesn't change anything. And that's teaching them communication, but you can also see there's that underlying message there too, to have that self-esteem, that true self-esteem that's not gonna hurt, that's gonna help control who they are and be who they want to be without having to resort to peer pressure and that sort of thing and follow the crowd. So we want them to have the confidence to be who they are.
What advice do you have for a kid that's a bystander to bullying?
Oh, that's actually great. You know, when we ask the three roles, we have a bully, the target, and the bystander. The bystander is typically the one that has the most power. When a bully bullies, a lot of times they're looking for that attention, that audience. What I always tell them is, say, you could be, as a bystander, you could be a hero or a villain. You know, as a hero, everything I just taught you, you know, when I just questioned the bully, when I just taught to question the bully, as a bystander, you can also do that on someone's behalf. So minimum, don't get involved. That's at least the least you can do. You know, it happens so much that, you know, you see people getting picked on and then all the bystanders start to crowd around and yell, fight. That's the worst thing that you could do as a bystander, because you can also step in and say, hey, you know, at least be friends with the target, and always try to get a grown-up, try to get some help, be a hero.
Yep, and that's very good advice, too, to get a grown-up over there, too, because they'll help take
care
of the situation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.